The next coach in the teleconference is Penn State's Joe Paterno. The Nittany Lions are receiving votes in the Associated Press poll and ranked 25th in the USA Today Coaches poll. Penn State kicks off the season Saturday by hosting Indiana State, a noon contest to be televised by the Big Ten Network. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you again.
Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
No, let's go to questions.
All right, let's take questions from the media.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. Your first question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp with the Spartan Nation.
Coach, last year we talked a little bit about the issues in football with head injuries and concussions, and you mentioned the idea of possibly taking the face mask off the helmet, which actually got a lot of national attention and an idea that was supported by Mike Ditka, Troy Aikman, amongst others. I wanted to follow up today with you and ask you, if a change like that were to be made, where's the best place to make that change in the world of football? Should that change be made from the top down, say the NFL and the college level, or is that a change that should be made at the youth, the peewee, the ankle biters level, and then later on introduce the face mask again?
Well, I can't speak for the youth football or high school football. I think we have a lot of people who are genuinely concerned with the health of those kids and want them to have a good experience playing a game and try to reduce the injury factors to as low as possible. And I don't want to certainly get into the NFL. The NFL's got their other problems. But as far as the college game is concerned, I think that we could help ourselves as far as some of these concussions and kids losing time because of the fact that they do use their head so much. If we took the masks off, I think if we just had as we used to have when I played and a lot of other people played, where if you had some problems with maybe you had a broken nose a couple of times or you had a cheekbone or something like that, you put a one bar across the front of the helmet. The helmet was a lot lighter. We didn't have as many kids hitting with their heads. They were much more shoulder blocking and shoulder tackling and things like that, that I think we could probably reduce the number of concussions that we have. Whether that would happen, I don't know. I don't think I think it would help to eliminate that big mask that they have and the heaviness of the helmet. I mean, I think it takes unless you take a young kid and you get him in a weight room and get him working on strengthening his neck and so forth, he can't handle those heavy helmets. The minute he can't, he gets a little tired, gets a little sloppy with it, and first thing you know, you got a kid with a concussion. He misses 3-4 weeks. That's another one, and people start to wonder whether he ought to be playing a game. So I think, personally, that if we could make the helmet lighter, we could make the helmet lighter by moving the face mask off and just putting if a kid has to have something to protect some part of his face, a one bar kind of an arrangement, we would help ourselves. Whether I'm right, I don't know, but my experience has been one without the big heavy helmet and without the big heavy face mask.
And, Coach, John Wooden, in maybe his last interview publicly, talked about one of the keys that he had, the ultimate key he thought to his success coaching and his longevity in coaching in life, was the ability to just accept things, whether it be a good break, a bad break, or whether it be the ability to accept limitations of players, on your team. Can you talk about that, and is that something that evolves over a coaching career?
Well, everybody's career, we're all products of different things. I mean, I don't think any two coaches have gone through exactly the same kind of experiences or the same kind of situations that have brought them to where they are. It's different. There's so many things that get involved in it. Coaching at Penn State certainly is different than coaching at a lot of other schools, good or bad. I'm not saying we're better or we're worse or what, but it's different. And I think that the one thing that I think the good coaches do is they adapt to the situation they're in, and they learn from it. And that's basically where I think that the people with some longevity, I can only speak for myself, is the fact that I've had four or five college presidents that I've worked under. Each one was a little different. Each one was expected a little something from me that maybe a previous one did not. But we were open about it. We talked about it. Sometimes I had to give in some things. Sometimes they agreed with me that we would do it a little differently than maybe the president had done it. It had been done at the previous school the president worked at. So it's no one way to do it. I think it's like business. It's like teaching. It's like everything, any experience where you try to be a leader and you try to set an example, you try to set some goals, you know, all the little things that hopefully we as coaches are preaching all the time and doing it in an effective way.
Your next question comes from the line of Gennaro Armas with the Associated Press.
Yeah, Coach. I wanted to ask you about your former assistant, Al Golden, and how suited is he to handling the challenges down at Miami right now?
Well, Al's got a tough job on his hands right now. Without my knowing exactly, without my knowing exactly what's going on down there, and I try not to get absorbed in some of the stuff that's going on around the country, because I think sometimes a lot of it is, it's not accurate, or if it's semi-accurate, whatever. But if any of what people are telling me had happened at Miami, Al's got a tough job on his hands if they're going to make some of his kids ineligible. Al's a fine person and an outstanding coach. He did a really good job at Temple, I'm sure when everything settles down at Miami and he can get a hold of the problem and start to resolve them or cure them, that he'll do well. But it's going to take a little while. If what's true, what people are saying is true, that there are a number of players that will be ineligible, then I think obviously Al's, with the schedule Miami plays, Al's job is going to be a little tougher than probably thought it was going to be last spring. But if it can be done, Al will get it done.
Your next question comes from the line of Lee Barfnick with Omaha World Herald.
Joe, do you have a clear-cut starter at quarterback yet?
Yeah, well, I talk with some of our media people. I apologize for the cough, but we have two good kids, two good quarterbacks, and we're going to play both of them. I don't think it would be fair not to play one ahead of the other. I think they both have done very, very well. Both had really good preseason, had good springs. They stayed up here this summer, worked with their wideouts and the whole bit, and they're both ready to play. I think we're going to give them a little better support than we gave our quarterback last year, and I think overall that they'll have a chance to do well, and then we'll go game by game. But as for the opening game against Indiana State, both the kids are going to play.
Are you one of the guys that likes one guy to break away and be the man, or do you mind playing two guys all year?
Well, I don't want to get into that, really. I just think we've got two kids that are both capable of playing.
Okay. Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Adam Neff with WBNS Radio.
Yeah, hey, Coach, I just wanted to see if you could talk about Indiana State. I don't personally know a lot about them. What you see on film, what challenges they present to you this weekend?
Well, you know, I did not know a lot about them. I started to look at them a little bit this spring when we were making some plans for spring practice, and I wanted to give our team some exposure to some of the things that Indiana State had done in the past. And the more you looked at them, the more impressed, number one, with their coaching. They're organized, they're disciplined, they play hard. There's some new kids on the team, a couple of transfers. I was very impressed with their quarterback, what I saw of him. A couple other kids that are skilled people, but overall, I think they're a solid football team. Plays with a lot of enthusiasm, well coached, disciplined, and seem to enjoy playing. And I'm sure we're going to have our hands full with them. But you know, it's the first game, and it's hard to. We don't have a history. We've never played them before. It's hard for me to pinpoint exactly what to expect. I think that makes it a little bit more difficult to get ready for them because you've got to get ready for a lot of different things. Now, they're very, very versatile in what they do defensively and offensively. They do a lot of things, and you got to be ready for a lot of things. But I think basically they're solid and they play hard and they're coached well and they're not going to come into State College with the idea that they're not coming here to play well and have a shot at winning the game.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay.